You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this survey or story they did about kind of paying for things so you can avoid minor inconveniences.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but we were talking about this yesterday, just a little bit off the air, and we're like, we should talk about this on the show. But essentially, yeah, the article was talking about all the little mundane, annoying things that we have to do in our life that takes up time. And as we're doing them, we're like, oh, if only there was a way to never have to do this again.
And usually there's a way if you pull out your wallet.
Somebody will do it for you. Absolutely. Now, mine isn't necessarily a small thing. It's a rather large thing, but I am fully 100% on the bandwagon now of having my groceries delivered. Yeah. I love it. And it is worth that additional little tip that you have to give the Amazon Fresh driver to go get your groceries, and then they drop them off right at your front door. And I will tell you right now, this is one of the greatest conveniences ever invented. Huh. It saves us so much time. We just did it last weekend. We had a swamped weekend, and we had, like, nothing in the fridge. And, you know, we were trying to prepare meals for the week, get our menu lined up and everything. And we're like, we don't even have time to get to the grocery store this weekend. And I go, oh, ho, 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 honey, baby, sugar pants. And I got onto my app, and I was like, give me the list of everything we need. And boop, 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 within about 10 minutes, I had the list. I hit arrive between 4 and 6 p.m. when we'll be back home. Mm-hmm. Boom, there they were, sitting on our doorstep, unloaded, went on with our life. And I got to tell you, man, I love it. I don't have to wander the aisles of the store and the whole shebang. And I will tell you the benefit to doing that. This is like a huge plug for grocery delivery right now. I spend less. Because as we all know, when you're wandering the stores of the aisles of the grocery store, you impulse buy a lot.
Yeah, you get the impulse, man.
You're like, oh, that looks good. Oh, we might be out of this. Da, da, da. This, you stick to the list. You get everything on your list, and then it arrives, and you don't spend anything additional. It's great.
Interesting.
And it's such a time saver, man. And you're providing jobs for people and yada, yada, yada.
Stimulating
the economy. You're stimulating
the
economy. So I will pay to never have to go grocery shopping again. I'm fine with that.
I totally get what you're saying. I'm an oddball in that I don't mind going to the grocery store. I kind of like it, and I can't explain why. But I think it's because, here's probably why, because I don't ever go and do the massive fill up a giant shopping cart. All of my trips to the grocery stores are things that I can put in one of those little hand baskets.
Yeah, so it's different. You're quick. It's just
different.
You're in
I'm
and out.
I'm quick in, quick out, and I kind of like it. But I see why if I had to go do the thing, push that giant basket around, go up every aisle and have it
overloaded.
We're
doing, you know, family of four meals for a week and then school lunches. And, you know, it's a bigger trip. It's a bigger trip. Time consuming.
I do know that Gretchen will groan when she says, I got to make another Costco trip.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things, and I think it's the same with your family. There's certain things that you get there because of the whole bulk thing and everything like that. And
I do Costco orders too now, though.
Let's face it, that meat department, man.
But yes, that's the thing. You can't get meat or produce, so you still have to go in.
Yeah. So, but I think there's, you know, for me, obviously, my God, I've preached on this show for years about hiring out to do certain things. And people are like, oh, it's a waste of money. I'm like, well, I don't know. It's like a productivity thing for me. Is my time better spent doing this, or is my time better spent doing this? Because when I'm done on the radio, I run my own business. So is it worth it more to me to put my time and effort into my business or to be doing these things? There was, it was so long ago. It's back when Bill Gates was always the world's most wealthiest person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was some little story that said, to give you an idea of like how what his time is worth, putting, you know, his attention into his business and what he's doing. The example was, if Bill Gates was walking down the street and he dropped a $100 bill onto the ground, it's actually not worth his time to bend over and pick it up. Now, that's obviously a crazy example, but the point was
essentially he was making more money as he bent down to pick it up than the $100 was worth.
If he kept doing what he was doing, he would make more money than $100.
Right.
And so that's not true for all of us, but at some point, the same principle applies. If you are running your own business, let's say, or you've got a side hustle, are you better off paying somebody to do what these, you know, they're referring to them in this story as minor inconveniences?
Yeah. And that's the caveat. I mean, you've got to be able to afford to do a lot of this stuff. Whereas right now, I think we're just kind of like, hey, if I had the extra money, hey, I would never do laundry again, you know, that type of thing.
Or another way of looking at it is, if you bite the bullet now and pay for some of these things, does that free you up so that you can make more money? Because if you're waiting to make more money, you may not be able to because you're busy doing inconveniences.
Right.
Right?
Daily
so
life
it's
stuff.
Like a, it's like, you know, the chicken and
you
the
just,
egg thing.
You just
here,
hope that pans out, that you will be successful then and you're not going further and further in the hole.
A friend of mine several years ago, Eileen, ran a business, and I don't know if she still does because we haven't been in touch in a long, long time, but she ran a personal concierge service. Her business was, she and I think she had people who worked for her, that people who had money to spend on this would hire her, and she and her company, they would do all these things for people. You need your dry cleaning picked up? We pick it up for you. You need us to take your car while you're busy working to go get the oil changed? We do it for you. You need this. You need your groceries. You need anything. It was a personal concierge. And at the time, this was so long ago, I thought, man, that would be wonderful, you know, to have that in my life. And these days, I'm like, dang, I think I might want to find a local.
You might want to do that.
I might want to find a personal concierge service.
Yeah.
So I think it drives you, other than the groceries,
I think a lot of it
would drive you crazy. Like, you don't want anybody in your house cleaning your house, and I can't imagine
I have a hard time.
Not
yeah, like, you have
that.
The yard guy, you've got the housekeeper.
Correct.
You've got, what else
Correct.
Do you have? And you've got Gretchen, who does a lot for you.
Well, she does. I do a lot for her, but... But we do. We hire cleaning people. We hire lawn people. Like,
see,
I don't
the lawn
devote
stuff,
the time to that.
I like the satisfaction of doing that. It brings me joy.
See, yeah.
And it's exercise, and I'm outside, and I just generally like doing that. Now, the cleaning stuff, yes, I have issues with that inside. My wife's, you know, she wants to stab me in the back because she wants somebody so bad to come clean to the house.
But we I have still just don't. Not, and I know
we
I
have
know
not
Nicole's
pulled the
listening
trigger
right
on
now.
That yet.
I don't understand why Nicole doesn't just hire them and screw you, because she works her butt off. You tell me all the time
she
about
does.
How
no,
late
I,
she works
it,
at her
full
job.
Transparency, we've interviewed numerous people. They have come to the house. We've interviewed them, you know,
interviewed
trying to see who we
them.
Like. And then it's funny because she's all excited about it, but then they leave, and then we really start talking about it, and she's like, I don't know if I can do it. She's like, I just feel like we are still young, able-bodied people, and I just feel like we shouldn't be doing this.
But
there's
it's
a
not
guilt
about
factor.
Being young and able-bodied.
No, but there is a guilt factor that is associated with
Why?
That. There just is. Like, we should just be take care of our
I
own
guess.
Things. We
Man,
should.
I'm stimulating the economy. We have the greatest cleaning people that come by.
I know.
It's
hey,
like a team
I,
of
there's great people
three,
out there.
And they're like the white tornado going through the house. It's fantastic. And they are the sweetest people. I give them a little tip at the end. It lights up their life.
Oh,
that gets rid of all your guilt, man.
Are they licensed and insured? We're running into that issue a lot on the people that we interview that are not licensed and insured.
You guys may be overthinking it a tad, but, you know.
No, if you do the research, if you
plus,
fall,
you know, the sun
they,
rises in the east.
If they
you
fall
know,
down
so.
Your stairs and break a leg, you're liable.
Okay.
So they need to
yes,
be licensed
that could
and insured.
Yes, that's, yes
hey,
that could happen.
Slick
and
floors,
while they're in the
man.
House, an asteroid could hit the house.
Slick
too.
Floors,
I mean,
man.
All of that could happen.
All that mopping juice on the floor. Do your research.
All we're doing is giving our listeners something to think about this morning. The whole survey was done asking people, is it worth it to hire people to do the little minor inconveniences that get on your nerves? And for each person, it's going to be different.
Real quick, here's Frankie and Dale wrote in on Facebook. Frankie said, I would pay someone to have someone put my trash cans out to the curb and then bring them back up and put them behind the fence, especially on those blizzard days. Sure, I get that. And here's another simple one. Dale says, I would throw dollar bills at my coffee shop barista to bump my order to the front of the line. Get me in and get me out. I don't ever want to wait in a line again.
Well, now that's
two simple ones right there.
Before we go to, for me, it's not paying for something that takes 30 seconds. I mean, the rolling the garbage cans out, I don't necessarily get that. But that fast pass idea for Starbucks.
It's a fast pass, yes.
Right? Because they have it for amusement parks. Why wouldn't?
You walk in.
Why Starbucks wouldn't? Because it would anger so many other people. You get this whole class warfare thing going on. Those who can afford the fast pass would piss off everybody else, right? Like, I've been standing here waiting, and this joker comes in and goes to the front of the line.
Well, fork out a couple more bucks.
That's what I'm saying. Then you got the whole battle between the haves and the have-nots.
That's never going to go away, though.
The idea of a fast pass at a
coffee shop...
is a great idea, except I'm afraid that there could be a riot.
There might be a shoving match.
And Mariah says she's got a great example. Hi, Mariah. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what are you going to pay someone to do?
So I do this right now. I actually pay a pooper scooper to come pick up my dog's poop in the backyard.
That's a great example.
We talked to a woman a couple weeks ago that was her business, that she went around and scooped the poo, and she was doing good for her.
$12 a week,
and it's worth it for you.
Yeah.
You know, especially this time of year when it's all squishy and gross, and sometimes you can't find it.
Yeah.
Along those same lines, Gail wrote in on Facebook. She says, I'd pay to never have to do the litter box again. Those little turds gross me out, is her quote. Do they have a cat box service? And that's from Gail.
I'll bet they do.
I bet they do, yeah.
I'm sure they do. Mariah, if somebody is picking up dog poo, I'm sure somebody's picking up cat poo.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm glad you called us. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you listening.